Our Lord Jesus Christ came from Galilee, the northern region of Israel, near the Sea of Galilee, down to the Jordan River, to John the Baptizer, to be baptized. But why? It's not an unfair question to ask. A simple and perhaps simplistic answer would be, who cares why? Jesus did it. It's probably a good example or something. Just be quiet and have some water splashed on you too. Be like Jesus. But that's not enough. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Okay, did Jesus need to repent of something? Did he have sins? Even just one sin of thought, word, or deed to confess? Did Jesus leave out the good that ought to be done? And he somehow needed a change of heart, a conversion? No. Jesus was the sinless, spotless Son of God. No sin, not one ever. No good deed left out. So, I think it's completely fair to ask, why be baptized with that sort of baptism? Why is Jesus coming to be baptized by John? We even see John the Baptist attempting to prevent this. I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? You are the mightier one. I'm not worthy to carry your sandals. You're going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Where's your winnowing fork? Aren't you going to clear the threshing floor and gather the wheat into the barn and burn the chaff with unquenchable fire? Eternal death their portion. Right, how sweet that rolls off the tongue. Since Jesus was right and John relented, we miss how much we're like John when it comes to God. Aren't you God? Didn't you say that you'd do this? That you'd give us this sort of blessing? You'd guard and protect us? Didn't you say you were like this? So why is all this happening? Why is it all happening this way in the world? Why is this happening to me? Since you're God, why don't you act like it? Do something. Fix the mess, quick and easy. Snap the fingers. Fix the flow of the Jordan River faster than a CB or an Army Corps of Engineer folks could do it. Huh? Make it easier to believe. End the pain now. Stop the sicknesses now. Fill our bellies with bread now. Wipe the tears now. Raise our dead now. Grab your winnowing fork now. John's question is a question that we ask of God repeatedly here below. What are you doing, God? Why? And why this way? Is this how it's going to be? Jesus answered John, "Allow it. Let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Whew. At that time, this was the most fitting thing for the Lord to do to fulfill all righteousness. And our Lord Jesus understands where John is coming from, and that's why he says those first words, "Allow it. I know you don't get it, but trust me on this one." Jesus was baptized with a sinner's baptism, not because he himself was a sinner, no, but because he came to take on all the sins of all the sinners. He's simpatico with you and me. The Son of God was born true man of Mary. He was baptized as our substitute. And it doesn't seem right. It's certainly not fair. We committed the crimes. But he stands in the Jordan to tell you and me, I am the servant who will suffer in your place, on whom all your iniquity and filth is laid. I will bear your griefs, carry your sorrows, and with my wounds, my own death, you will be healed and live forever. I'll take the punishment in your place. John consented. So do we. It brings us strange sadness, to be sure, to see our Lord humbled because we've been so arrogant and proud. Yet this brings us reconciliation with God and with one another. And since Christ is our substitute at Jordan and upon the cross at Calvary, the heavens are open and the curtain separating God and man is torn open too. Great good news, huh? But it's more than being happy because you and I get the treats. We have strange gladness because we see that God really does care for and love us poor, miserable sinners. Doesn't the epistle drive that point home? Who am I that God would call me? Choose me. But that's just how it is. God wants you to have open access to Him right now, to pray, to have certainty about your welcome there, and to hear and receive Him in His Word, baptismal washing, and holy meal. If ever doubts arise, you must look to Christ. You must listen to God and not yourself, reason, or emotions. You must look to your baptism into Christ and find your identity there. You must look to the table, bow before Him, and receive the forgiveness from God Himself. And, like John, we say, really? This is how God acts? Allow it. For now, absolutely yes. It may not be what we'd expect, but that's okay. It's still fitting. You know, when the ark entered the Jordan, Israel crossed over on dry land to the promised land. Yay, right? But that's just the start. There were many battles still to fight, many temptations to stray. When the Lord Jesus was born of Mary and manifested himself in his ministry, he didn't clear the threshing floor and bring about the fulfillment of all the world. Yes, there were miracles. Yes, he did all things well to bring about the fulfillment, but we're not there yet. Doubt it? I don't think you do. We still suffer sickness. Marriages have difficulties. Children don't just say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, all the time. Finances bring worry. Obituaries are still written. Tears fall. Sinners sin. And we ask with John, I need you to act. And yet you, God, come to me in this way? Yes. Allow it. Let it be so now. The Lord who stood as our substitute, who healed the sick, raised the dead, suffered, died, rose, and ascended alive forevermore. The Lord Jesus Christ pleased his Father in carrying out his will. Because of Jesus, all things will be made new. So for now, God delivers his righteousness in ways that have us questioning the lowliness of it all. He speaks to us in his word. He sends pastors and fellow Christians to speak his words of forgiveness. He makes us his children, claims us as his own beloved, with a sentence and an application of water, holy baptism. And there are battles to fight then, temptations to face, sins to be forgiven, even death itself to go through. Tears will fall. You'll need his food and drink, his body and blood along the way to forgive, unite, and sustain you. You'll need to remember your baptism, God's saving action for you, your adoption. Let it be so now, for this is God's way to forgive your sins, to open heaven itself to you. Let it be so now, for in this lowly way, God is well pleased to welcome you as his beloved child. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.